do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation, because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. Stay away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
what up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you're never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now, here's your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focus. We got the man mindset.
What's up, guys? We're live for a little while. Not too long. We're going to carry most of this over tomorrow's show. But as I promised you guys, because y'all were kicking ass today, we were going to kick the show off. And the lines are open if y'all want to call in. Wanted to chop it up because, like I said, we appreciate the love that we got from you guys. Eddie, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate that. Gentlemen, we're definitely going to do a show tomorrow. We're just going to kind of touch on this a little bit. This is going to carry over to the next, till Saturday. But this show is 100% authentic. Nobody else is chopping it up and talking about what we're talking about right now. So we just wanted to make sure y'all understand that. We ask all you guys out there to go ahead and soak up the game that we're about to talk about. We're going to be discussing some big things right here. They're basically the number one reason why... the number one problem with all guys, we kind of went over a little bit today, earlier today, because the cable was down. So we wanna make sure that we give y'all clarity, give you understanding, and let you guys see what's going on in the game and why things are not working out the way you actually want them to work out because of how you're thinking and stuff like that. And this goes for everything. I mean, this is going to – I mean, again, this is this ties into everything that you see that's out there. If you see red pill content, if you see, you know, women hating clubs and things like that with those coats and stuff, you're always talking about that stuff. So we're going to discuss all that. Guys, you got a question, just put a Q in there. And we ask all the people that listen to the show to go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification buttons so you can be updated on the information that we kick out for you guys out there. Also, guys, we also tell you guys out there to please, it's not a metaphor. Please get up and go get your 100-piece puzzle set. It's the only way you're going to learn game the way we're trying to teach it. And if you're not getting it, don't come here. This is not for you. If you're just sitting here listening and you're not getting it, you're not going to lock this shit in. Dump the puzzle pieces. Go ahead and put the puzzle pieces together. That's what we always tell you to do. So we also will say for you guys out there, please, gentlemen, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Again, it's not going to be a long show because we have a show. We're going to do a show tomorrow, but we just wanted to do something for you guys, just a little something, because I wanted to say thank you for what y'all did earlier today. So if y'all got questions, y'all go ahead and ask, but we're going to carry over. We're carrying over what we talked about earlier today. So get your notebooks out and stuff like that. And we go ahead and chop it up. The phone lines are open too. So again, like I say, guys, this is not going to be a long, long show. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow that, again, I want to connect some things now so that when tomorrow comes, you'll have more of a connection and an understanding. And since you know, we're the only ones that talk about the I am and the I do's, kind of like. This is the number one reason for guys that want to get confidence and they can't. Guys that want to talk to women and they can't. Guys who want to grow and they can't. Guys that are looking for change but cannot find it. It is this number one reason right here. And we kind of showed you a little bit earlier today, but we will definitely cover it on the show. Number one reason. But before we do that, let me bring in 973 real quick. Sir, can I help you? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Miles?
Well, good, sir. How can I help you, sir? Yes, sir. How can I help you?
How you doing? Good evening, sir. Yeah. I called before. Remember you was telling me about the no service, take the me pill. Remember that? I don't know if you recall. No. I know you get a lot of calls.
Yeah, so what's going on? How can I help you, bro?
Yeah, I'm the same. Yes, sir. I'm just calling because, like, I live in the hood, crazy ass shit, bro. I'm staying at my ex crib right now. You know, I fell on hard times or whatnot, and just like, you know, life's kicking in crazy heavy. You know, I do understand game and the fact of putting myself first and like making sure that I'm okay. But just like,
you're lying, bro. How old are you?
Okay. I'm 28.
Okay. And you're living and you're kicking it over a bitch's house?
No, like we had a crib together and like you know, the relationship with the shit.
Why are you cribbing with a woman? Why are you living with a woman?
We were together and like we had the crib together. Okay. Like we got the crib together.
Man, why don't you get your own crib?
I'm saving up for it now. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah. Oh man, come on, dog.
Like,
man,
she ended the relationship. She ended the relationship
after
8 years.
I'm fine with that. Okay, but please don't come on this thing talking about you got game, dog. Come on, man. Don't lie like that. What's your question?
No, I mean, like, my question is pretty much is just like, what the fuck do I do? Like at this point, it's just like
I'm living out here.
I'm.
Big guy, you're right where you're at. You're supposed to be right where you're at. You're supposed to be right where you're at. See, you're looking for what you do, but this is who you are. A grown ass man that is irresponsible and can't handle his own fucking shit. Waste.
Uh-huh.
That.
Uh-huh.
No, that's uh-huh, nothing. That's it. I don't know what, I mean, I can't, you're in the wrong place, dog. This is for men. This is a man's space, dog. You, this ain't for you, dog.
Right. I was just calling just like figure out like what's the best way I can navigate out this situation.
You're 28 years old. What do you mean what's the best place?
What's the best way? As far as I just got out of like a marriage, as far as like, you know what I mean? Like I was in, we were together for mad long and she just ended it like suddenly.
I don't care what you got out of. You said that y'all been broken up for how long now?
It's been about a year and a half.
And why have you got out of that? Why have you got your own shit? Do you work?
Yeah. I do security and I'll be like fucking with other bitches and staying with them.
Oh man, dude.
Do you think I'm lazy? Like I want you to keep it a buck. I know you put it straight.
You ain't lazy, you just ain't shit. You ain't lazy. You just ain't shit, big dog. Men don't do the bitch-ass shit you're doing. I'm just saying that with love, dog. That's weak.
Mm-hmm.
You're a grown-ass man hopping to other women's houses. Why don't you have your own stuff? Why do you hate yourself?
I just wasn't able ever to get to, like, that point.
What do you mean this point? You're 28 years old. What's up with all these damn excuses? Why are you giving me nothing but excuses? You're a grown-ass man. Why are you giving me nothing but excuses?
Well, let me have it. Let me have it, Steve.
I'm not letting you have it. What I'm about to do is let you go, dog. You're wasting my time.
I just want to do better. That's it.
No, you don't want to. Stop lying. You don't want to do better. You're lying to yourself, okay? So you got another question. Call back. I got to let you go, man, because I can't listen to no sucker shit like that. What's up, man? What's your question, man? Don't ask somebody comments. What's your question?
Steve, how you doing?
What's your question, big dog?
Okay, my question is, I just want to say that out of everybody that I've seen on YouTube, you are the best confident builder out there. And all these guys have to do is pay close attention, listen to you, and take notes.
I'm not a confidence builder. Why do you think I'm a confidence builder?
Well, wrong term. Coach? Can I use the term coach?
Nope.
Teacher?
I'm a mentor and to those that I'm under.
Okay, mentor. You're the best mentor out there for these guys. And really, all they have to do is pay attention, listen to you, and take copious notes, and they'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to you. And also, you guys, get the likes up for Steve. Get those likes up and subscribe, okay? All right, Steve. Can you toss me back in?
Oh, yeah, with pleasure. There you go. All right, so let's get into the show, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in there. Y'all can call in, but we got a lot to talk about, okay? Sir, I'm just gonna block you. This ain't for you, dude. I don't have time to. Please block him. Whoever blocked him, please block him. Block him, please. Thank you. Over here, eating my kettle corn. I don't know, like a bitch, dude. I'm eating this. I'm eating this boom chick pop bullshit kettle corn while I'm talking to you guys. All right, so let's get into the show, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class in session. Let's talk on it. Let's talk on it. Okay. Let me help you. MZE, you're new here, so please, if you're new here, please follow the instructions and protocol. If you're asking a question to me, please put a Q in there. And if you do that, I'll be happy to answer, okay? But if you're not talking to me, please send it to someone else. But we do tell you right here below, if you are talking to me, please put a Q, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. So let's get into it real quick. I don't have much time. We're not going to be on here long. Let's talk on it. As I said before, many of you are looking for change in your life. You are looking for ways to break out of your skin or out of the shell or the prison that you're in. And because you cannot break out of that, you always are looking for ways, fast ways, to break out of something that you'll never be able to break out of. As we always been talking about, we're always talking about the I ams and the I do's. The I ams are what one thinks in his mind. The I do's is what one does outside of his mind. I am, I do. And because these things are really deep, what happens is for a lot of guys out here is that they always want to look for ways, and they always wonder why they can't grow. Why are they having so much trouble learning game? And the number one reason is because there is a great war that the majority of you guys have already lost. And it is the same reason why those on across the street that try to complain about women, those that tell you all that red pill content and all this other stuff, they have lost the war too. And most of y'all don't even realize the war and the battle that you have lost. See, when you claim an I do, and you believe in the I do, and you worship the I do, and you defend the I do, and you create more of the I do's, eventually the I do's will eventually take over the mindset of the I am. And what is detrimental to a lot of you guys is once the I do, once it takes over the mind, it's hard. It's like you can't never come back from this. Because most of you guys out here, your perception is so locked in on your I do's that you'll never believe that you can be more than a I am. And this is the problem. And this is why the majority of you guys will always have problems. Now, what we're going to do is we'll kick the show for about an hour. I'm not going to do too long because we have a show later on. But we take questions and all this. I told you, we ain't going to be on too long, okay? How can one believe in himself when he truly believes the outside world is his truth and his reality, okay? How is that? Okay? And this is why we want to make sure that we out here work on and fix what and who we are and have to come to an understanding of what it is we are. I think the amazing thing is that we can't, it's hard to come to an understanding, especially about yourself, when your perception and your reality of what you actually are to yourself is not even real. When you live in a world where everything is about women, when you live in a world where everything's about your friends, when you live in a world where you're worried about the next man, all these things have systematically come in and have destroyed your chances of ever growing. It's, you know, there's this thing sometimes when you're stuck in your ways. It's like that when people have religions and people have are in cults. They just can't break out. And when the connection to the I do is so great, it's hard to actually believe that you can be more and you can be better than what you are. Because the change that you're looking for, or the change that you actually want to have, gentlemen, the problem with that is that the change is a fable. It's not real. It can't be real. It's great to say to yourself that I want to get women, but all your life you have been creating a mindset of you're just not good enough. And because you're not good enough to yourself, you can never believe that you can be more than what you actually should be. Because you're always fighting that demon. You're always fighting that person inside of yourself that's truly holding you back. You're fighting somebody that that has full control not only of you, but also your reality, man, your perception of how you see things. And this is why the master will never try to change a blind fool. A blind fool will only see the world through his eyes. And you can never try to sit and change or beg them to change. You can never tell them enough things to get them to see it, because their reality is just not suitable, or their mindset is not strong enough to see reality for truth. I'm a Trekkie as well. You know, I love Star Wars too, but I'm a Trekkie, and there was it was Star Trek Generations, where Captain Kirk went to this place called the Nexus. And in the Nexus, well, Kirk accidentally got it caught up there because he was trying to, you know, some Captain Kirk shit. But in the Nexus was in this world that he believed was actually his reality. Now, what changed the reality is his wake-up call, because he had to jump over it was a little lake. And he was racing with Picard, and he jumped over the lake, this little lake, and he kept riding. He stopped, turned back around, and ran again and jumped over it again. And Picard was like, "Well, wait, what are you doing?" He's like, "Whoa, since I've, you know, been here, I've never could jump over that little lake. I can never do it." And then he started to realize that where I'm at is actually not real. It's real in your mind, and that's why it seems real. That's why it seems real. That's why it seems real. And that's why they always have the problems in their mind. Liberty Guy asked the question, what would you say to a man that's rehearsing his bid and speaking to women but has a little mental restraints? Then get the fuck out of the game. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. I wrote it before, and I'm not even going to pull it up. Okay, let me explain something to you guys that y'all have to come to your Jesus moment. That if you really want to learn game here, you must be 100% committed to yourself and what you are for yourself. Your religion is not who you are. That's something that you do. Remember, that was something that was passed on by you, by your parents. So that wasn't you. You just got indoctrinated with whatever your parents told you to think, so that you're not your religion. That's something you do. So if you're using an I do as an excuse to an I am, then this ain't for you. It's that simple. So you're wasting your time, Liberty Guy. You're wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your time. Because if it whether it's you that has mental religious restraints or her, that's bullshit. Well, especially if it's her. Because I can't tell you how many fucking Muslim women that I've been with who had religious restraints and shit. So you're full of shit, dog. If you're talking about the woman that has religious restraints, and if you have them, you need to get the fuck out of the game. Let me explain something to y'all guys. You always have to remember, and I kind of talked about this earlier. Whatever you put into outside of yourself is going to be the reason why you'll never learn the game. You'll never learn the game because as long as you put that in there, Bart, please don't ask that question. I'll block you. I want to hear that stupid shit. Don't ask that question again, Bart. I will block you. So just shut up, Bart, and listen. I'm not answering your questions because it's a silly-ass question. I don't got time to answer silly-ass shit. If you got religious restraints, get your ass out. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. If you got religious, get out of this. This ain't for you. They take your ass somewhere where you start praying and shit because this ain't for you, son. But this is why the number one reason why y'all fail. Because all you constantly do is put things in front of you and not even put yourself first. There's no, hey, listen, if you want to pray, if you want to worship, that's fine. Nobody, no, I'm never here to say that, that you can't be your religion. But if you're putting that shit first, you better get the fuck out of here. That's no, we put ourselves first above all things. All things, not some things, all things. And as soon as you do that, you already lose, man. You lose. Everything for you guys. A lot of you guys, listen, this is the reason why there's only a few in this game is only a few are truly dedicated and put themselves first, period. Period. Can one alter their reality to put themselves first? Well, RP, one cannot alter the reality when one has not been trained to realize that there is another reality versus the one that they see. You don't see it. Most guys can't. Yeah, you're talking about alter reality. I'm talking about perception. Okay? Elijah asked the question, my atheist is what the fuck I am is none of your fucking business. Don't worry. See, again, there you go. Now you can see why you will never learn game. Because what the fuck am I have to do with you? Why do you give a fuck what I am? And the fact that you give a fuck shows why you ain't shit to yourself, because you're trying to either compare your fucking weak-ass reality to my reality, or you're trying to fit into my reality, one or the other, and each things are wrong. So why the fuck do you care? And this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. Y'all sit around here and y'all give too much credence to somebody else. Elijah, you should never ask what another fucking man is. It's none of your fucking business. You should never be in his pockets. You should never do any. You should never do these things. But yet, you guys do this shit, and then y'all expect that you can be a man. Men don't talk this way. Think about what I'm saying. There's no knock on your lies. I'm just showing you. A man doesn't say to himself, well, hey, Bob, tell me about your reality and your world. Hey, what's your religion? Tell me, Bob, what's your political affiliation? Bob, what are your thoughts on filling the line? If you're doing that, then you've already lost. You want to know why? I don't give a fuck what your religion is, Eli. I don't care whatever your religion is. I don't give a fuck what it is. You want to know why I don't give a fuck what it is? Because it's not my fucking business. I don't give a fuck about what your religion. Be your religion or not be your religion. It's none of my business. You want to know why? Because I'm about the religion of me first. I'm about everything of me first. And if you are not about you first, this ain't for you. You'll never win in this thing. You'll never make it in this. And as I said, nobody's saying you can't worship whatever the fuck you want to worship. But if you're putting everything in front, whatever you put in front of you, you lose. You will always be a slave to it. You always be a slave to it. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying to you guys, it's hard to see. It's hard to see what I'm saying here. Rudy, I didn't. Rudy. Who said there wasn't religious people with game? Who said there wasn't? But Rudy, what I'm saying is, if you want to be a student under me, you better put yourself first or get the fuck out and go follow somebody else. I can't help you. But I'm successful in everything. But if you want to put other things in front of yourself, then you're in the wrong room. This is not for you. This is not for you. Because the man that puts anything in front of him is the same sucker that's going to put a woman in front of him. And how do I know? Because you motherfuckers worship women just like you worship your damn gods. And you don't even realize that shit. You motherfuckers worship the women probably more than your gods. Everything you want to do is for a piece of pussy. And you're telling me you don't worship women? Your fears are because of women? Lack of confidence is because of women? You don't know what to say because of women? All these things, man. Shout out to my brother from another mother. Shout out to my brother right there. My dog right here. I never said, listen. Be a Democrat or Republican. Nobody's saying that. No one's saying have your religious beliefs. I am never here to tell you guys out here to actually not be your religion. I'm not here to take that from you. I'm saying regardless of what you do, you need to put yourself first. Because what you guys understand is when you came into this world, you were a blank slate. So whatever you were indoctrinated with was a part of you. That's not who you actually are. That's the indoctrination that has happened to you guys out there. You guys didn't wake up being Christians and all these other religions, Muslims and Baptists and all this, Lutherans and all these things. You came in this world in a clean slate. It's just like racism. Children are not born racist. You think a child comes in this world and be like, man, I hate them goddamn colored people. You think they come in this way? No. Everybody comes in with a clean slate. It is who you are around that forms your false reality. Whoever you call mommy and daddy, or if you had grandma and grandpa, whoever you are around, through their handed down stories, created what you are right now. Do I believe in an afterlife? Do I believe in a fucking afterlife? Bitch, have I ever gone to the afterlife? Wait, so let me ask you a dumbass question real quick. Who the fuck do you know has gone to the afterlife and come back to write about it? Please tell me this shit, you dumb motherfucker. Man, you got to be, dog. Are you seriously asking this question? You're better off asking me about a bowl of excuse berry crunch than this stupid-ass question. Wait a second. Because someone told you there's an afterlife, you want to believe that shit? Didn't you believe in the fucking Santa Claus at one time in your life? Until you woke the fuck up? But, hey, listen, I'm not here to prevent you from believing there's an afterlife. But whatever you're drinking or smoking, we need to package that shit up and sell it so we can make $1 million. I'm just saying right there. Because I'm not here to tell you if there is or not. I'm saying, hey, if you want to know me, I don't believe in that shit. I don't know what the fuck happens. Because you want to know why? Because I ain't dead yet. And guess what? Once I'm dead, I can't come back and tell you. Because I'm dead. But in your fairy tale ass world, you, somebody, I guess, died, right? And then somebody went and to an afterlife and was like, oh, yeah, whoa. You get 72 virgins over here, over this afterlife. And wow, you get to wear a halo and you get some fucking wings and shit. Wow, okay. Woo! I'm going to go back like a movie and shit and wake up and oh, my God, I just died. Oh, wait. I know what you are. You're one of those guys that believe those, like, primetime, like, Wii Channel TV shows where the motherfucker drowns and shit and then magically wakes up after, a near-death experience or a coma, and he wakes up and says, oh, my God, I've seen the afterlife. And then you motherfuckers start worshiping that motherfucker like he's Jesus Christ superstar. Come on, man. Come on, dude. I'm just saying, man, you got to wake the fuck up, young man. But listen, this is what I'm saying, see? This is what I'm saying. And I don't want to, I'm not making this a religious thing. But this is why the I do's are taking over your mind. Everything outside of you is controlling you, and you're not controlling yourself. When you are in control of yourself, sir, you can have any religion you want to have because you are in control of what you do. You're not allowing your parents to tell you what to pray to, how to act. You want to know why some kids today, even though they have racist parents, you want to know why those kids are not racist? Because they're not taking on the stories of their racist-ass parents. They're taking on their stories and their lives, and they're saying, you know what? I'm not going to judge a person because my mom and dad think that guy, because of his color of his skin or his race or his religion, ain't shit. I'm going to think for myself. That's what we're talking about here. Thank you, Real. Yes. All you have, that's why the I do's. Everything, listen, everything that you probably know right now because you never questioned it. You never questioned it. You just took it as face value because guess what? Your loving mother told you. And you don't even know your loving mother is working for the women right now. That same loving mother. Because you know what? That's the same mother that tell you to go and buy a girl dinner, open the door, take off your jacket and put it on the puddle, buy her roses and kiss her fucking ass on the first date. That's the same mother that tell you that shit. Let me bring this call in. 973, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, how's it going? I was the one to ask a question about the afterlife situation. I wasn't trying to be offensive. I just wanted to know your opinion about it. That was all.
Why you want to know? Wait, no. I appreciate this. Listen, brother, we have a question. What is my answer going to do for you? Is it going to give you a raise at your job? Is it going to help you grow? What is my answer? What will my answer do for you?
I just figured, you're older than me, so I know you got more. Oh, you got way more insight than I do because
No, listen, my brother. I'm trying to help you get your own insight. Fuck my insight. Because my thoughts are my thoughts. And it is wrong for me. It would be wrong for me to push my thoughts on you. That's why this show is here to teach you how to think for yourself. I don't want you to think like
you think I value other people's opinions too much? Is that
Well, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be asking other people's opinions, big dog. That's the problem.
Right.
Why are you asking someone else's opinion when it's none of your business what they are?
Oh, I guess I try. It comes from the statement as far as, like, when I go out and say a wise man learns from others, you know what I mean? As far as, like, he learns,
okay,
like, okay, he can insight. What can I learn? What can
it's one thing to learn insight, but what you're learning is you're asking someone else's religion. You might as well ask their social security number or their bank account number. You see what I'm saying? Listen, the problem is we're too busy asking personal shit, or we're too busy thinking about other men and what they think.
Mm.
All right, listen.
Okay.
This is where the blacksmith comes in at, in the most important thing. See, it's one thing to ask a question for me, right? You know, you ask me a question, I give you an answer. But you're supposed to take the answer and not take it and put it in your system as the answer is. You're supposed to take the answer and the steel of the answer, give it to your blacksmith, and let your blacksmith forge the hammer with his hammer, forge the shield, the sword, or whatever you need to your specifications. But see, what's happening with YouTube now, people are blindly following people because they think they got a high subscriber count and all these other things. See, listen, I'm not knocking you because you asked what the religion is. That's not the problem. The problem is, I want to show you a bigger problem. If you are supposed to be 100% man, which means you're 100% about you,
no,
and you take 5, 10, or 1 point off of you to ask or wonder about somebody else's parts or points, what does that do for you?
It diminishes myself.
There you go. Yes, it diminishes. Let me give you an example, because no one. That's family. It's my family right here. So, I listen to my dog. I'm telling you. No. Listen, this is family here. You know what I mean? This is my family. I don't listen. He has not my blood type or anything. He's my family because I value his opinion more than my fucking parents and anybody else. It's family, right? So when he and I are talking, okay, and he gives me information, I am not taking his information and trying to put it into me. I'm taking the information and I'm hammering, because I have understanding of what he's saying, because he has great insight, okay? See, that's why you get around men that have great insight. Because he has great insight, I can take some of that insight, right, and forge it to my specifications, and then it becomes my insight.
Right, yes. That's my goal.
Right, but when you're asking about religions and shit, dude, you're all wrong here. You're asking about something that somebody indoctrinated you with.
Yes, the most definitely.
But my dog here isn't a doctor. He's a smart man. He's a smooth motherfucker. He got game.
Right.
So because he have game, when he's talking, I shut the fuck up because he knows what the fuck he's talking about. No-nonsense motherfucker that's all about him. And that's what it's all about. So when he and I are sitting and chopping shit up and he's talking insight, shit, I'm quiet as a mouse because I'm soaking up the information, because he's telling me and teaching me things that maybe I don't even know. Hell, I didn't even know there was a thing called nomenclature. This motherfucker here brought that shit up years ago, man. I didn't even know what the fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? But again,
I'm also a student.
So I'm also a student. So and I learn and I listen. And I take the information, because it's valuable information, and I can add it to my library. You see what I'm saying? But I can't take his information and add it to me, then I'm off kilter, nor can he take my information and add it to him because he's off kilter. So he'll take
right.
my information and forge it to him. I'll take my information. But see, that's how you work with motherfuckers you rock with, not these losers. But see, what y'all do is you get around a loser. Well, I like Sally and I like ice cream. And I'm wondering when I can talk to Janice. Hey, you know what? Oh, and then what you do is take his goofy ass there and make you like, well, don't worry about it, Don. Pretty soon she'll like you one day.
Right.
And that's
right, yep.
fucking so
yep.
I'm saying that this is not a thing of saying stop your religion. It's, listen, I am not here to tell you to stop worshiping. I'm here to tell you not to do those things. I'm just here to yep. let you know that before, when you came into this world, you were a blank, clean slate, right?
Right.
And when you were a blank, clean slate, what happened was, because of the love that you had for your parents, you opened your nose wide and took everything they told you as fact and
Absolutely.
As truth. And you
Absolutely.
Never questioned. You never questioned what mom and dad were telling you, right? You just grabbed their baton of the way. Remember the handed stories that their parents told them, and then the hands
yep.
from the handed stories that their parents told those parents, and the hand and on and on and on and on and on.
And
what I'm saying
to,
is,
like, remember, I don't know if you remember, spoke the other day, far the same thing about Christianity. They told me, you know, I told you my folks were both pastors, and like they told me the same thing. And you're right, I did not question it at all. But remember, I told you, like, when I got in the real world, that's when the confliction came. I'm like, yo, this shit doesn't make sense. I'm running against a brick wall. Well, these brick walls are here. I didn't even anticipate it being at this point.
All right,
because
right, but you can't. You okay? Remember, here's the thing. Okay, look at. And I don't want to make this about church. Let me try to use something else. Let's look at the red pill guys, okay?
Idiot.
Let's look at the guys that believe women ain't shit, the hypergamous
right.
nature, you got to be high value. You know? Okay. Let's look at how that cult works, okay? So what they're saying is that you're a worthless piece of shit.
Yep.
And you're so worthless that your name is worthless. All right, let's stop right there. Now, let's take the name. Let's take his name. Now, remember, okay, remember. Now, as I stated before, and I'm the only one saying this, this is my saying, was
right.
that we all came to the Americas different ways. You know what I mean?
Right.
The Moors came here different ways. Vikings came here different ways. A lot of motherfuckers came different ways. But a lot of us, our ancestors, came below the boat. Where some ancestors came above the boat. You see what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
Everybody came to the Americas a different way, okay? That's not the problem. Nor the problem is cherishing the name, because having sons to carry the name of the father was the core of everything back then. It was always my name, the family name. Don't fuck up. You can fuck up every. Hey, you can fuck up trying to kill that brontosaurus and shit, or you can fuck up trying to slag that saber-tooth tiger. But don't
on a fancy
right.
name.
Yeah, right. But don't fuck up the name. Well, hey
right.
Rose, like I said, even the Indians that were here in the Americas, I'm just saying there were people here before. There were a lot of things happening. I'm not getting all that, Peach. You're right. Yes. What I'm saying is, don't fuck up the name. Right. Okay,
right.
And while the foundation of the man's name was everything to that man, what has happened today is that now the young boy is looking to someone he doesn't even fucking know, someone he just sees on the video screen, to tell him to lose your name. Your name
right.
of all your ancestry, your lose your name and take on my pill name. Be a pill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get your name and choose the color pills you want to be. Think
right.
about how deep it is. Forget the name and choose the colors you want. Do you know how how if his ancestors were alive right now, they'd probably kill that motherfucker.
Right.
I'm just saying.
For sure,
back
for
then,
sure. You're right.
The name was everything.
Right.
But it's the name to the man. And yes, a lot of you guys can go back and do your 21andMe or you can go check your ancestries and see your real name. Your given name. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm just saying that you can do research and find where you originated from. I'm not saying you can't do that. But to take away your name, the one thing that you must have that woman fight for, work for, and prove herself to get.
Right.
We have now said, let's just get these women pregnant because my sperm, my name, and my bloodline have no place in it. There's no power in me, so I'm going to run around and just get motherfuckers pregnant. I'm going to run around and give away the best parts of myself. You see what I'm saying? Give away the best parts of myself because somebody told me that women are evil.
Yeah.
Somebody told me women are evil. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, it's the philosophy. I stay away from it.
Right, but nobody questioned that. But here's the thing. I always tell you guys, don't believe me. See the shit for yourself.
Right.
I always say, don't believe me. See it for yourself. So I'm saying that it's fucked up that somebody would do such a heinous crime to these young boys.
Right.
These heinous crimes. By taking away his spirit, taking away all the things that he needs to navigate this world for himself, you take that away, and then you get in front of a woman, and that woman's eating his ass up for lunch.
Destroying him.
Hey, hold on. Let me show y'all destruction. I showed that shit to let me grab the file. I showed that shit to 1950. Hold on, let me grab the file. See if I can grab that shit. Hold on. Let me see if I can grab that shit and download it real quick and show you. Because y'all just don't understand. And again, this is not threatening y'all or anything like that or making y'all feel bad type shit.
I hear you on other programs, and I value your opinion a lot. So, like, you know, I want to know
Then you're wrong. Stop. I'm telling you to stop. Don't value shit from me, brother. That's what I'm telling you. Take the information and value yourself. That's the difference between what we're doing. I don't want you to value me. If I told you to value me, I'm a cult leader. You see what I'm saying? No. It came out right, but I'm just correcting it for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can grab this shit. All right. Let me upload it. All right. I'm sending the file to myself. I guess it worked. All right, I'm sending the file to myself. Once I get the file, I'll download and show you. I'm showing you what happens when women get with a man that believes the outside world is his mommy, his daddy, and his motherfucking God.
Thanks.
And this is why women don't respect these individuals, because you can't lead the woman from the outside.
Right.
You can't lead the woman with your cars and clothes and shit. Shit don't work that way. Hold on, let me grab this motherfucker and download. I want y'all to see this. Hold on. Let me show y'all something. Yeah, and listen, let me tell you, before I even show you this, let me tell you what's going to happen. There are going to be people that's going to watch what I'm showing you, and you know the first thing they're going to say? See, women ain't shit. See, I told you women ain't this and women ain't that. See how messed up it is to be, see the women is that or that. Watch, hold on, let me grab this shit. Hold on, let me see if I can download. Let me see. That's forward. All right, I'm going to download it right now. I'm downloading it, and I'm about to play it right now for you guys. Let me grab it right now. I want you guys to see it. It's very powerful because I want y'all to see what happens when the man stops loving himself. The man stops building himself. The man not living for himself. This is the life that I want y'all to see. I know y'all going to say not me, but yes, you. Let me show you this shit.
Definitely.
It's a piece.
Definitely.
All right, here we go. Wait, hold on, Carl. Hold on, Carl. I'm going to play it live on the screen. Here we go for those guys watching it live. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Watch this. Here we go.
I'm saying from last time with the shorts to this, to this, to this, to this, to this, and the confidence, you still got your fucking hand up. Put your hand down, nigga.
Damn.
Put your, put your shoulders back, nigga. Nah, I'm serious. Nah, nigga. I'm going to tell a nigga what type of shit I want because I'm a bomb-ass bitch, my nigga. Pull your shoulders back. Pull your back. Push that. Okay, now put them down. I'm telling you, yo, make eye contact. Put them back. Make eye contact. Put that shit down. Make eye contact and be a confident ass nigga because you fine as fuck. That's it. You fine as fuck and you make eye contact. That's how you get a bitch. You calm the fuck down and say like, I'm a fuck this bitch and I'm confident as fuck. That's all you got to do. You exert that energy. Bro, I'm serious, bro.
Look how, look guys, look how broken. Look how broken he is.
Right.
Look how broken it is. Hold on, wait, Mr. Hold on a second. Oh, let me answer, Mr. Hold on, Mr. Hold on, wait, let me answer this question. Hold on, I got you. I love the question. I love the question. Do not kick him out. Do not kick him out. Do not kick this man out. He's asking me, am I in denial that they're fucked up women? Let me tell you something, my brother. What is a woman? A woman is what you train her and expect her to be for yourself.
Right.
A woman comes in, she can be fucked up. And if she doesn't follow my program, I'm dismissing her.
Immediately.
Listen, there are no fucked up women in my world because my world is about me. See, let me explain something to you that you understand. That same fucked up woman that you're asking about is that same goddamn woman that goes to her job and shut her fucking ass up. It's that same woman that goes to her job and does her job. It's that same woman that puts a fucking smile on her face, do what she's told to do, and she clocks in and goes the fuck home. See, you think, see, again, because you live the could-be world and not is world, and because you live about the I do and not the I am, how can I deny a fucked up woman? She ain't shit to me. Let me tell you something. Good, bad, indifferent, or fucked up, guess what? I decide what she is to me.
Right.
I decide. But see, let me tell you what you do, mister. There's this guy right here. You listen to your butt buddies. You listen to your little circle jerk best friends that tell you, well, Sally ain't shit. And you believe that because you can't do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying to you is, this is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. How can there be fucked up women to a man? How can a woman be fucked up to a man? Because let me show y'all something. I always got to show you this because I like to educate y'all. Where's my motherfucking, where's my notebook at? Let me find my cake ass notebook. Let me educate you. Let me educate you and show you where you're going wrong, young man, because I can already tell you're going wrong. But here's the thing. Mr. Call in. Please call in. Because I know when you call in and you open your mouth, I already know you're going to have bitch on you. Bitch under your breath. Similac. What man says, oh, my God. You got to be careful about the meat-eating zebras. You got to be careful about the meat-eating soft zebras. Or the deer. The deer eat meat now. Man, are you fucking serious?
Right.
Y'all sitting around talking about, oh, man, watch out. Oh, no. Look out for Bambi. Bambi eats meat now. Ooh. They don't eat grass anymore. They're so mean. See, this is what I always tell you guys. I always tell you guys, well, 973, I'll put you back in. You got a question, let me know. I'll throw you back in, respect to you. Let me continue my thing. So here's what I'm saying, guys. The thing about a man, or excuse me, before we talk about the man, let's talk about the 98% of you surface dwellers. You have been so corrupted. You have been so corrupted by yourself and other YouTubers that your reality, you want your reality to be my reality. You want me to think like a loser like you. I can't think that way because I'm not a victim. See, this is how victims talk. Victims talk in, oh, you're in denial, it's a fucked up woman. Wait. How can a woman be fucked up when you're supposed to have the structure to either train her fucking ass or dismiss her? So how can she be fucked up? Let me give you all an example. Let's go to that TikTok real quick. Let me show y'all something. Two things. Let's go to this shit. Let's play this shit.
So today, I'm saying from last time.
Hold on. Let me put this shit up. Hold on.
This, and the confidence, you still got your fucking hand up. Put your hand
Stop
up.
Stop right there. Stop right there. And y'all guys going to say it's not me, but this is you. You want to know why he's this way? Because he's worshiping the woman. He thinks that that woman is all that. He's worshiping the woman. Yeah, that motherfucker probably scurred his bitch ass off. No, that nigga ain't gonna call the fuck in. He don't want that work. But look at this right here. Look at him. Look how beat down and defeated he is where he's letting a woman talk to him this way. But I guess this is the woman that has the fucked up attitude, right? Well, guess what? She wouldn't talk that way around me. She won't talk that way around me. Bet you that. She won't talk that way around my boy, No One Better. Bet you that. She won't talk that way around Lucario, Miles, Zag, 1950, Angry Man, or Taekwondo. I bet you they won't do that. But she'll talk that way around most of you guys. Nah, Peach. Women cannot train a man, Peach. Stop. Time out, Peach. A woman cannot train a man on being a man. This is disrespect. This is pure, unadulterated disrespect. Listen to how she's talking to him.
Nigga.
Damn.
Put your
shoulders. Sorry, already laughing at that motherfucker. Look at that motherfucker. Look.
Look back, nigga. Nah, I'm serious. Nah, nigga. I'm going to tell a nigga what type of shit I want.
I'm going to tell her in what kind of shit I want, what I want. Y'all hear that? And y'all are the same guys that's going to listen to this silly ass shit. I'm going to tell her what you want. Man, you better shit. Get the fuck out. Man, come on, man. I promise you guys out here, listen to me. I promise you out here. There's nothing like when you in a game and you call a woman and say, please cuss me out. And they say, baby, I can't cuss you out. I love you too much. Baby, hey, just tell me I'm a bitch. No, baby, I can't do that. I care about you too much. I don't want to lose you. I'm not going to say that shit. I already know you checked me at the door already. I can't do that. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all acting like these women can't be trained. But how can a male train a woman to be a woman when he is not even a man himself? Only a man can train a woman. A male can't train a female to be a woman. Look at this shit.
Because I'm a bomb-ass bitch. Nigga, pull your shoulders back.
And look at that. Do you see that? Hey, you see what he did? Y'all, she said, look, she said, pull your shoulders back. He like did a breakdance move. Do 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 do. Do you see that shit he did? Look at his bitch shit. And look at him smiling when he does it.
Put his back. Put his
look
back.
At that. Oh. Okay. Yes. Anything for you? Are you serious?
I push that. Okay, now put him down. I'm telling you, yo, make eye contact. Put him back. Make eye contact. Put that shit down. Make eye contact.
Listen to how she's talking to him. Guys, let me tell you something. And y'all understand something. That same woman, when she get done, when the camera cut off, there's going to be one motherfucker she giving that pussy up for free. There's one, and when she turned that camera off, there's one motherfucker that she crying over right now. There's one motherfucker she begging for his time and his fucking attention. This same woman that is dogging out this guy right here, they don't ever think, guys, always remember, there's someone out there getting it for free. And even though she's portraying a role, this is not who she is. This is what she does, the fake makeup. You can see it's, man, look at the, let's look at the insecurity in this woman. You see her in her nails.
Put your shoulders back, nigga. Nah, I'm serious.
Look how she talk. Why would you guys want why would you want something like this to represent you? Dog, I'm from the DMV, dog. And I don't mind hood chicks. There ain't nothing wrong with a hood chick. But there's got to be a time where that hood chick's got to shut the fuck up and act like a regular old chick around certain people, because if you represent me, you can't be hood in some places. You can be hood wherever you want to be, but you got to clean yourself up. Kind of like when they were showing a Pretty Woman type shit. She was a whore, but he fucked cleaned her up. That problem was he fell in love with that chick. That's what that shit was all wrong. He cleaned her ass up, but then he just fell in love with that shit. Fuck out of here. Matter of fact, it's like that movie I told you on Netflix. I saw that, like, fucking almost shattered my fucking soul watching that goofy motherfucker on Netflix called You Don't Know Me. Motherfucker killed somebody or some chick. Fuck out of here. But what I'm saying to you guys, matter of fact, I'm watching a show called The Old Man on FX. It's about Jeff Bridges being an assassin. It's on the FX channel. I literally told my son to come in the room today to watch the beginning of that fucking show. It was episode 3, the first part. So there's another assassin. He played on The Wire. Okay, you remember on The Wire, I think, what's her name? Snoop? You remember that dude, that female that played a dude? Was her name Snoop? Whatever her name was. You remember that chick on The Wire? And she always hung out with that black guy? You remember on The Wire? It was the chick, I forgot her name. It was a chick that act more like a dude, but she had a sidekick, a darker dude. Well, that darker dude is in the old man. Okay, that's what I'm just trying to give you all the context. Yeah, Chris. All right, yeah. It's Snoop. Okay, so you got that. See, Ducky, thank you. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. So Chris is in the old man. So I when I saw the first episode, when I watched the first few minutes of this, the old man. So I'm going to call him Chris, just to give y'all content. So he's sitting at the bus stop talking to his grandmother, right? And this thick chick rolls up beside him and sits down. She's limping because she's on crutches. She limp her little thick ass right next to him, giving him all kind of play, looking at him, smiling, and he is missing every signal possible. She's doing everything she can but say, take this pussy. And he like, well, do you need some help? Let me help you put this on the bus and all this other stuff. Now, listen, I know he's got principal as an assassin. He had a job to do, but come on, man. He could have put his bid in on the bench while he was talking to the thing. Okay, no, you're good. No, wait. No, Mr. Mate, no, listen. Please call in. We're waiting for you. Please call in. I will not hang up on you. I promise. As a man, I promise you, on my honor, sir, I will not hang up on you. Please call in. Please call in. Please. The line's open. Call in. There's a number. On my honor, come on in. I told them not to get rid of you. I don't know why they got rid of you, as I told them not to. But please call in. Call in. Please call in. No, no, no. I won't hang up on you. Please call in. Please. I'm telling you as a man, call in. It's your call. If you want to do it, but I'm only holding you for a few seconds because I'm not wasting my time with you if you ain't going to click that button to call in. Don't talk about it or be about it on this show. Because if you're talking about that shit and you ain't going to be about it, then I'm going to kick you the fuck out right now. So I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you the opportunity to call in. We can discuss this because I want to see how you think. I'm curious. I want to see how there is what you call, what do you say about the women? Fucked up, frustrated women or something you said. I want to know where this derives from. So it's up to you, brother. But what I'm saying is that I'm giving you the opportunity. And if you know anything about this channel, if I'm giving you the opportunity, you come and say something in the chat room, like, again, as far as, well, I ain't going to call it something. I'm gonna kick you the fuck out myself. Because again, this is a man's space. So either you going to stand on what the fuck you believe in and call in and we talk, or I just remove you. It's up to you. I mean, whether I do it or not, I'm going to keep pushing on. Remember, you came to my station. I don't even know who the fuck you are. So you can do that if you want, but I'm going to move on. So I offered the motherfucker to come in. I don't give a fuck. I'm move on. Don't block him. And listen, as long as he is respectful to the room, guys, don't block him. Keep his ass in here. Keep his ass in here. I don't give a fuck. But let me continue what I'm saying. And there's the problem with all them pill motherfuckers. And the problem with those pill motherfuckers is like that guy. He couldn't talk to the woman. You want to know why? You want to know why he couldn't talk to the woman? Because his mindset was that way. Hold on, 973. God damn it, 973. What's up, man? What's up, 973? Is maybe new, someone new. What's up, 973?
I call back because motherfuckers don't want to hear the truth. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, so I'm just calling back, you know, just to be like, yo, you're on fire tonight, man.
No, like, you're good. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got to continue the show, but no, you're good, man. I'll throw you back in, but thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I thought you were the old boy trying to call him, but I guess not. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Please listen to what I'm saying and understand. Remember, guys, there are two things in two worlds that you are either going to look at the world. You know that half full, half empty type shit? Not that. No. You are either looking at yourself completely by yourself and for yourself as an I am. But if you are looking at everything outside of yourself, women, government, child support systems, and all this other shit, that's an I do. All that money, clothes, and status, I do. That's the land of could be. That's not the land of is. But what happens is the land of could be overrides the land. See, listen, when a man is not founded in his mindset, he is subject to be a pawn to get fucked over by his own mind. And a lot of guys don't even see it. His own mind will fuck him over. Matter of fact, his own mind will unlock the back door to allow the what I do to come in and take over. And y'all don't even see that shit. And this is why so many young men today are mad at women. Listen, look how bad it is. Look how bad it is. Everything from all that manosphere shit and everything you see is all about women. So the woman is already living in the man's mind. And then to reinforce the mind is that they want to say, oh, the world is not fair because she treated my boy wrong. My question is, why do you give a fuck how she treated your boy? Fuck your boy. What do you think is the best way to get a girl that you probably won't see in person, like on Instagram? Well, Sean, that's why you got to learn your bid. But Sean, here's the problem. Sean, it's exactly what I'm saying. I like the question, Sean, but let me tell you the problem. The problem, Sean, is that you have low self-esteem and no self-worth in yourself, and you haven't learned about your bid, your letter A. Because how you talk to a woman, it doesn't matter if you put a note in a bottle and chuck that shit in the ocean, put a note on a dove, smoke signals, or sign language or whatever, it should come the same way. But listen to what you're saying, young man. I'm trying to show you why it's going to fail for you. Though it is a great question, what is the negative in the question that you're saying? What do you think the best way to get a girl, to get a girl? Why the fuck do you want to get a girl? In order for you to get a girl, you must kiss that girl's ass. You must bend over backwards. You must tell her and try to prove yourself to her. That's why it doesn't work. Instead of what's the best way to get a girl, why don't you know to learn the best way to put your bid in on every motherfucking girl, no matter if she's online or offline, brother? It doesn't matter. Okay, listen. Okay, brother. You are the common denominator. That's what you're not seeing, my brother. It doesn't matter if it's Instagram, Facebook, MySpace. Doesn't matter if it's AOL, Yahoo, or maybe something in the near future called bleep-bop-bop-bop-bop. Doesn't matter what it is. See, remember, you're asking things about the outside of yourself, and you're not even looking to yourself to be the answer for yourself. See, the moment you said that you're looking for a best way to get a girl versus the best way to tailor would make my mouthpiece to my specifications, you already lost, big dog. And I know you can't see it. That's how deep game is. You don't see it, but I appreciate the call. You don't see it, my brother. Yeah, okay. Already kissed her. Hold on. Let me hold on. Hold on a second. Sean, listen to me. Listen to me. You don't realize that you've already kissed her ass. All right, listen how deep game is, my brother. When you make it about the woman, you lost. And I want to show you, because I want you to go back, because I want you to think that I'm making shit up. You specifically said, I didn't say this. You specifically said, what is the best way to get a girl you probably won't see in person, like on Instagram? So, Sean, in order to get your bid, you got to book a 30-minute consultation, and we'll work on your bid, and you'll never say the shit you say now ever again. We'll show you your bid. But what I'm saying to you right now, Sean, is that you've already lost before you walked out your door, because you're putting the woman, remember, on this channel, we put nothing in front of us, and you didn't think about it, but you actually are putting women above you, because you're looking at getting a fucking girl. Fuck that. She's got to get me. See that? That's the difference. I don't have to get her. She's got to get me. She's got to get things from me to even be worth things for me. See that, Sean? Sean, she's got to be worth my curiosity. She's got to get my attention. She's got to get my time. She's got to get my respect. And then if she's lucky enough, she can get the dick. But this is where y'all go wrong, because you don't value yourself enough to believe that you should be in the catbird seat making the fucking demands. And it's hard to see that, but you can't make them when you're kissing her fucking ass. And I know you think you ain't doing it, but you are doing just that by making it about the woman. You say don't be friendly with the woman. How can I get a woman not being friendly? Like, what's the technique? There's no technique. What the fuck do you mean be friends? Wait a second. I said don't be friends. Who said anything about friendly? I said I don't have female friends. Now, after she sucked the dick in her nut, man, look, hey. We can lie in the bed, and she can turn on the Wii channel or Lifetime channel. Again, I've done it so many times, I'm a dick. Man, you know what I love to do the most? You know why they don't even like watching TV? See, after we get done fucking, we can be best of friends at that point. We can be friends at that point. We can be friends. And I can lay in the bed with you, and you turn the TV on, and we can watch a show, and I will break that show down so much that you'll turn that shit off. Why are you messing up the movie? Because that motherfucker's a bitch. Look at him. You know he's trying to get that pussy. Look how he acted. You know she wants suckers. See that shit? He ain't even trying to fuck. Look at that. Look at that. See, that's kind of what I am. So I didn't say don't be friendly. What the fuck? I never said that shit. Don't put words in my mouth. I said don't be her friend. The fuck you mean don't be friendly? You got to get your fucking shit together. Let me see here. What other mindsets a man has? I was like, example, what other mindsets a man has that must, like, for example, is all about me, a man? I don't even understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. You got to tell your question again. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. I don't understand what you mean. No. Wait, brother. Don't make excuses. It makes it worse. You are your truth. And you can't, and the question came from your truth. So don't try to back up now, because that makes everything worse at that point, because that makes it then you're trying to make excuses like a woman at that point. So no. Just hey, take that L as we got it, man, and just learn from it, brother. I had a coworker telling everybody that I'm trying to hit on her because I never give her attention or operation concentration with her. She's always on my dick trying to smoke me. So what the fuck is your so there, let me tell you, you're a loser. Why do y'all love losing? M-G-M-E. That's got to be some weak bitch-ass shit you saying, dog. You got a woman talking dirty about your back, behind your fucking back. And look how you're worshiping her. Look how you're worshiping her. You're slipping because you're talking about a no fucking body. So how many points you think you just wasted off of your life talking about a motherfucker? You talking about, what the fuck does this shit got to do with anything? What does it got to do with anything? And this is why you lose. Because you're gossiping. You're gossiping. What mindset must every man have? Every man has to be about himself. What other powerful mind? Well, that, you'll learn that in the book. You see that thing right beside me? That thing right here. Right there. You'll learn that. You'll learn that when the book comes out. Next question. Should you compliment women you're smashing or just feed them scrap? See, that's what I want to say. Okay, listen. Wait a second. Time out. Why the fuck would I give scraps to a woman that will not only furnish her apartment to my specifications, go cooking and going to the grocery store and buying me shit, and it's cooking meals, massaging my back, and doing whatever the fuck I want? What is wrong with you, G-Man? This is not a woman bashing site. I'm not here to bash. Why would you want to fuck over your worker? Now, you got a job. If your boss gave you scraps and pennies, what is wrong with you, bitch? Motherfucker, why would you want to tear down somebody that's bringing something to your kingdom? What the fuck? Why would I tear her down? She's cooking, cleaning, massaging, folding clothes, fixing the bed, tailor making my car, vacuuming it, washing it. Why would I give her scraps? And she's doing all that with a smile. Why would I fuck up the relationship with her worshiping me? See all them women right there? That's like me cutting these women down. Why would I cut down that woman that's putting on my robe for me? Why would I cut down that woman right there that's washing my hands and that one down there washing my feet. Why the fuck would I tear them down? This is why you're a loser. Because you ask losers, hey, no better. I was about to drink some tea on that shit, dog. It's better. I was about to drink some tea. God damn it. Shit, man. What is wrong with you? This is not a... Okay, let me tell y'all something. We don't bash women here. This is not a woman-hating show. This is showing you how to train these women to your specifications. And if they're not trainable, dismiss them. But why would I want to fuck up the relationship with somebody that is that finds joy in washing my dishes, joy in folding my laundry, joy in vacuuming? And what the fuck would I be like if I'm gonna tear her down, man? What do I do if I have a cousin that's best friends with his back? Dog, you're doing it again, Sean. Two negatives. Sean, come on, man. I just told you what's up, and you're still not listening, Sean. There's no such thing as a bad girl unless you want to rent space in your mind for free. There's no such thing as a sexy, beautiful, or desirable woman unless you want to rent your head for free. See, while you're here, Sean, you're going to learn that you're bad, you're sexy, you're beautiful, and you're desirable. And beauty, bad, desirable, looking fine, and sexy has to be earned. You just don't give her that title because she knows how to put on makeup, weave, and tight clothes, and nails, and eyeliner, blush, and all that shit they cake on. Then that shows the worth that you have because you're worshiping makeup at that point. What makes her bad? Sean, I want you to tell me, what makes this woman bad? I'm going to wait for you to answer that before I answer your question. You tell me what makes a woman bad. I want to know, what the fuck makes a woman bad? Please tell me what makes a woman bad. If a woman had interest in you but you had no game, can you go back later on the game and lead her correctly? No. Because let me tell you something. Once she has a perception, once she realizes you ain't shit, she's already done with you. Because here comes the problem. If you weren't shit in the beginning, then you turn out to be shit, then here's the question. Which one are you actually? So, no, man. The fact that you want to go back shows that you're renting space. Listen to what you're saying, big dog. Guys, I don't make this hard. Why? See, you can't have game and ask this question. Because this question is a weak question. I love the question, but it's weak because what you're saying is that you're worshiping women more than you worship yourself. What we talked about and discussed before. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. V says, I understand I worship women, but how do I not judge myself even when looking at it? Because you don't believe in yourself, dog. I told you everybody can't be a man. Everybody can't be a man. Okay? Everybody can't be a man. And I think that's where you got everything wrong. Everybody can't be a man. Okay? And as much as y'all try and want to be a man, everyone can't be. Doesn't work that way, big guy. Does not work that way. Okay? Let's see here. Let me keep going. Steve. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's see here. No, it's all love, Sean. I got all you guys. I no, but look. Listen to this. She didn't pick up one pot. She didn't clean one plate. She didn't pick up one piece of trash. She didn't vacuum your floor. She didn't go grocery shopping for you. She hasn't even given you a massage or even cooked a fucking meal for you. Hasn't even folded your bed. And you're telling me this is your worth right here? your worth in a woman is because she danced on you at a party. Come on, dog. You got, man. Come on, man. Come on, dog. You can't. Man, y'all can't be talking this way, dude. Y'all got to be kidding. Oh, wait. Hey, Ben, I got to have some drink. Man, come on, man. Come on, man. I walk out the door with the expectation. Listen. Bad has to be earned. You have my curiosity. Listen, Sean, she has my curiosity. Okay, if she has the body structure I like, she has my curiosity. But after that, then it asks the question, what is she going to do to get my attention? What is she going to do to show me she's worth my fucking time? What is she going to do to show me she's worth my respect? And then what is she going to do to get this dick? But see, you don't see it that way. All you want to do is fuck. Because all you want to do is fuck, you already got her in your mind, so you already lose, okay? Invasive. Question. When is the right time to listen to your girlfriend when she asks you something like wanting to cuddle instead of having... Oh, God. Invasive. I'm going to tell you something, brother. When I was a ex-jiggle and a whore, you know what they paid me for? They didn't even pay me to fuck. They actually paid me to just hold them, look them in their eyes, hug them, undress them, touch the side of their cheek, grab them and bring them close, whisper something in their ear. That was what they paid me for. And the ones that didn't pay me, you want to know why they gave me the pussy? Because all they wanted to do was have a man to make them feel like a woman. You didn't say side chick, ain't shit bitch, or just a piece of pussy. You said your girlfriend. How is it that you cannot? Okay, I'm lost here. How is it that you guys think you should treat your girlfriend like dirt and expect her not to fuck a guy like me on the side? And that's why I love you guys, because my boys are eating good, because they fucking this. Hey, guy, what you're doing right now is why your girl's going to find somebody else to fuck, because you ain't being a man. If you give her a title, that means there's some worth to her. What women who see worth in a man, they don't want his dinner. They don't want his money. They don't want him to buy things. They don't want to pay rent. They don't want any of that shit. All they want is that man to recognize her by just grabbing her in his strong-ass arms and holding her. And I'm not saying you got to snuggle, cuddle, and spoon and all that shit. But there's a time and a place. What about when she has a headache? What about when she's not feeling good? Dog, there's times and places that you got to push aside and you got to show her that you... See, sex is in the little shit. See, y'all guys think that you're less of a... Listen. If you give her the title, what's wrong with holding her? If you get, you gave her the title. I say you gave her the title. And if your girl has to ask you, you're fucked. Because no woman should have to ask a man to do anything, because that man knows his woman well enough to know the necessary things he has to move to do, not to keep her, but to train her. And if she's asking you this, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather her want to go to a expensive restaurant and spend $300? Would you rather her demand you buy her a new phone or pay her bills? I mean, what do you want? You want her to talk about other motherfuckers in your face? Or is all she doing is ask you and all she's asking you to do is hold her? But she's your girlfriend. She's your girlfriend. She's not some chick you're just smashing. She's your girlfriend. You gave her the title. So why even give her the title if you're not going to show her any kind of affection that she wants? See, this is where this is where I win. Because I have no, y'all can laugh all you want. I have no fucking problems holding her. I have no, you want to know why? Because that's going to be the decision maker when she's ready to bring another woman in and eat some pussy for me. You want to know what? He good. You know what? He took care of me. So let me take care of him. I got a girlfriend I want to bring into this shit. See, but y'all ain't looking at the bigger picture. If she's cooking for you, cleaning for you, she's massaging you, acting right, she's doing everything right, and she just wants you to hold, are you fucking serious? And if y'all think I'm a bitch for that, then y'all in the wrong way. I'm just saying. Hey, better tell him better. Tell him forget that shit better. Let me grab some of the other. Hold on. Hold on, let me grab this call real quick. God damn. All right, what's up, man? What's up?
Steve, it's me. I just wanted to remind the surface dwellers to quit leeching and get those likes up. We need the likes up to 300. That's all I want to say. It's just a reminder to get the surface dwellers to get the likes up. That's the least they can do.
All right, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Okay, so let me get back to this real quick. All right. I'm saying y'all don't have to hug them. That's why they're going to fuck me on the side, because I have no problem with hugging her, because you know what? I know what I'm going to get out of her. I don't mind hugging her because I know, guess what? She's going to be right in that fucking kitchen flipping my fucking pancakes. Hey, if all it takes is a hug for her to buy me a new PlayStation or Xbox, then I'm going to hug away. If all it takes is a snuggle to her buy me a flat screen 60-inch 8K TV, shit, you got me fucked up. But if y'all want to be all like, well, fuck it, I ain't touching it, then don't do it. Because what you won't do, another motherfucker will. And I'm not trying to threaten y'all. I'm just telling y'all, man. Let me get to the next one. Let me see the next question. Question is, how do you show her your program through situations? No. Oh, whoa. When you go to work, does your job say, well, before I show you the job, I'm going to show you the situation so I can teach you how to do your job? Fuck no. They're going to sit you down and say, all right, this is the job, and we're going to train you exactly how we want you to do it. And you're going to have a 90-day grace period, and after the 90 days is over, you'll be able to get benefits from, because then we'll sign a contract, and then you'll get financial benefits. You know, you'll get benefits, health insurance, and all that other stuff. Once you can show that you can do the job, we will train you on the job. You can show you do the job. So once you get that contract and write that down, then they're going to start telling you that, listen, okay, you got the job, but listen, if you get written up, you're going to get a warning, or you do something bad, you'll get a warning. You do it again, you're gone. So there ain't no, I don't have to tell her, hey, listen, this is what y'all understand. They want to be a part of the program. Ooh, let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. What does it say? What's she saying? Okay. Let me say something to y'all. See, peep game. See, you're going to have some women, when y'all got game and shit, you have some women call you or try to get at you and say, can we talk? Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry. Why aren't you talking anymore? Do you not love me anymore? Not love me like love. I mean, love to love on you type shit. Not like I love you type shit. Do you not love to love on me? Do you not like my body anymore? Am I not touching you or sucking you right? What's wrong? Why are you going away? What's going on here? What do I need to do to get back into your graces? Because, guys, I'm telling you, I don't know about you guys, but if any woman asks me what I feel like was one of my problems, like, you know how a company will ask you, like, what is a what is something, you know how a company asks you, what is something that you feel is a negative or a weakness or something that you have? And I can tell you this. I get bored with women. That's my weakness. I get bored with women. And if I get bored with you, you're gone. I don't give a fuck how good you look. If I get bored, if you cannot keep my attention, I'm replacing you, okay? And what I'm saying is, you don't think women don't do that to you motherfuckers? Y'all acting like it's like, I hope y'all don't think this is like some mean, manly stuff. Women dismiss y'all all the time. They get bored with you guys all the time. What's going on, Levita? We're gonna shoot you with a super chat. I mean, a wrench, because what we do is we like to give the ladies a super chat wrench so you don't get disturbed. So that's all I'm just want to let you know. We'll hit you with a wrench, baby girl. So whatever, just want to get back. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys that are listening to me, that's soaking this up, is that they will come to you and they will ask you what's going on. What can I do to see you? What can I do to spend more time with it? You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? What can I do to spend more time with you, right? And if you cannot answer that question, let me see. So what I'm saying is that I train them to how I want. And listen, it's not that I'm mad at you. It's just, okay. And again, this is not, and I just want to say this. This is not me being a dick, because I don't want y'all to think that this is a dick move. I am just being honest with you what I do, okay? I'm just being honest with you, okay? Because I don't want y'all guys to say, well, Steve, that's mean, but I'm telling you exactly what I do, and I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, okay? I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. First thing I do is I go over to her house. That's the first thing I do. And I sit on the couch. And I look at that little fucking 32-inch screen TV that they have, right? That little tiny ass, or that 40-inch, or that maybe a 50, if some women have a nice, sometimes a big TV. But I'll look at that TV screen, and I'll say, well, I got a question. How can I play my games on a little-ass TV like this? Wait, turn the TV on. You hear that? You hear that? No. What do you hear? Oh, I hear the TV. No. It's not what you hear. What don't I hear? Where is the surround sound that's supposed to be kicking out of that TV? So when I'm playing my games and I'm playing Call of Duty or playing Madden with my dogs, that I can hear the roaring crowd over there. Where is the surround sound? Hold on. Let's come here. Give me a hand. Let's go into the kitchen. All right, you got your cereal. Okay, I see you got your Fruity Pebbles. And I see you got your Grahams and all that other stuff that you have your cereal. But wait a second. How am I to stay over here when I'm playing a game and I want my favorite cereal? Where's my excuse for your crunch? You don't even have my cocoa. You don't even have Scoops Fairy Crunch in the chocolatey flavor. What happens if I don't want fruit flavor? What, you don't even have that. Where's the funnel cake? Where's the Belgian waffle milks? Where are my Pop-Tarts at? Where are my little gummy bears at? Where are the steaks in this motherfucker? There's nothing. What reason do I need to be here when there's nothing here for me to be here with? I'm not joking. I'm saying, what reason is it for me to be here? Now, if y'all drink, where are my beers at? If y'all hard liquor, motherfucker, where's my scotch or brandy or Jack or whatever the fuck? I say, where are my drinks? Where are my drinks? Do you see why I can't be over here? Because there's no reason for me to be over here. Because I don't mean to tell you this, but why be here when I can go over to someone else's house who has all the shit that I need? Let me show you what them women would do. Because I know a lot of your guys think women don't have game. She ain't spending her money. She'll call one of you suckers up. Roger. Hey. What's up, girl? What you up to? How's your day going? What are you up to? How's your day going? I'm just guessing. Roger, oh, nothing. It's just my TV broke. And I was at Best Buy, and I saw a 8B TV. Hey, wait, what did you say? Oh, it's an 8B TV with surround. Baby, baby, baby. It's not 8B, it's 8K. Oh, oh, oh my God, I feel so super. Yeah, oh, okay, I thought it was an 8B TV. I didn't understand what it was. It's like a Sony, it's like a 72-inch Sony. I guess it's 8K, and there's a package with surround sound, all this other stuff. Well, hey, girl, is that what you want? Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that. Oh, baby, I got you, girl. I got you, girl. And you know what? Hey, guys, got this. Wait, that's what we're saying. Yeah, that you're right. Remember I told you her greatest weapon is this. This is her greatest weapon right here. Now, remember, as I told you before, now watch. It's not the padded part. It's not here. And it's not here. It's right. It's right. Look, guys, I want y'all to see. I'm jogging close. Her greatest weapon is like right here. Like just right there. That little sweet spot. Let me see if I can take it. No, let me tap it. Let me just show you with a screwdriver. That's her sweet spot. That's the weapon. Because all that goddamn girl has to do is take her weapon, point that shit to her throat, and proceed to push down on her T-shirt so the cleavage shows, a little bit of her titty shows, and take a selfie, and that is all that motherfucker get. Right? It's right here. Guys, listen. Look. It's not here. She doesn't go this deep. It's about right there. I want y'all to see. It's about right there. That's where her weapon is. Right there. Right there. Okay? Now, if she's got nails, it's going to be right here. But nine times, if they don't got nails, it's going to be right here. But if she's got a nail, it's probably somewhere around here. Okay? So, all she do is take that finger, point that motherfucker to her throat, push down. Take the picture, and that's all that sucker need. And you know what that sucker's going to do? He's going to say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy it online, and you just pick it up. Or, baby, I got you. Do you want the Best Buy people to come over and put it on your wall? I got you. Hey, nothing's too special for my girl. You know when I'm seeing you, I'm going to give you an extra hug. Weapon number two. Weapon number two is... It starts from this tip. The weapon starts from the middle left finger, and it comes all the way around, and it ends with the middle right finger. So weapon number two. Weapon number two. See, now I want to tell you about the weapons. Weapon number two is the hug. See, it's all a weapon. It starts from the tip of her middle left finger, and it comes all the way around and ends at the right tip. So that's weapon number two, where she will hug you and get that shit. Weapon number three, it starts from the tip right here, and it covers all this, the hand. Weapon number three. This could touch your face, touch your chest, or touch your leg, and that's all she needs to do. Weapon number four is right here, her mouth, her throat, well, her vocal cords. Weapon number four, vocal cords. Because it's right here where she says, oh my God, you're so sweet. Oh, my God, any girl, oh, my God, you're so, oh, my God, you're just so special. Right here, number four, the vocal cords, how she can shift that shit up and say, you know what, I just want to let you know, you're just so amazing. Oh, my God, I just can't wait to see you. I miss you. I just showed you four weapons of the woman. Nobody on YouTube has showed you the four weapons. I just showed you four weapons. Okay? All right? I just showed you four weapons. And as I showed you four weapons, I'm showing you guys right now that this is how it works. I'm showing you the four weapons that they use to get what they want from you. And y'all guys fall for it all the time. But they're doing that shit for us. They got the weapons. They know. Listen. These women are going to act like, they're going to act all innocent. They know what I'm talking about. Because they can do that anytime they want to. You know what I mean? They can do it anytime they want to. And it's sad. It's shocking. But they can't do that to a man because a man will dismiss her. A man will dismiss her. You're gone. So what I'm saying is that it's what y'all got to think about that. And that's why they get you guys to do that kind of stuff. But you want to know the weapon they don't want you to know about when it comes to a man? Right here, his mind. It's not about his dick. It's not about his money. It's not about what he has and what he doesn't have. It's about how he feels about himself. Because a motherfucking real one ain't bullshit. They ain't taking that shit. I'm telling y'all. Women love men. And we're going to talk more about that on a Saturday show, but they love men that keep shit a buck. They keep it real. They keep it real. Hey, Better, let me know if you're home, dog. I'm supposed to beat your ass some Madden, dog. Let me know if you're home, Better. Get at me, Better. Hey, matter of fact, call me. I'm going to call you after the show's over, shit, so I can see if you're home. If you're home, get your ass home. I'll beat your ass. Anyway, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is that until you get the I do out of your mind, you're never going to see game for what it is. You're always going to worship women. All right, Better. All right, load up, motherfucker. Load up, Better, because I'm almost done with this shit. Load the fuck up. I'm going to call you. Well, invasive. It's how you see yourself in all things. That's how I keep telling you. There's nothing wrong with believing in a God. I didn't say nothing wrong in that. There's nothing wrong in that. Where it becomes wrong is when you put that thing in front of you because that's what you were indoctrinated to do. No one's saying not to worship and pray and do those things. It's okay to do those things. But how can you not see yourself as a God? How can you not see yourself as a king and an emperor? You must make decisions all day, every day that are for you. You must defend yourself. There's no hand coming out of the you in a fight with three guys. What, you think a hand going to come out of the clouds and grab them motherfuckers and yank them motherfuckers' ass up? No. You got to look out for yourself first. Everything is looking out for self first. And you can do whatever you want afterwards. But I know this goes against reality and perception because I'm sure y'all thinking that I'm trying to teach y'all to be fucking atheists, and that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying as a real man, as a man, it's just being about itself, man. Well, invasive, almost got it. You said the better understanding you have of yourself, the more confident you can move or explain to her your program correctly and teach her things. Well, but you're close, invasive. But you don't have to teach her anything when you are looking at your program yourself and you move off your program. See, in nature, doesn't the lion, doesn't the cubs watch the lion hunt? And then doesn't the lion grab a little deer and let that thing go and let the cubs chase after it and he'll hold it down and let it go? So the teachings are coming from the lion. Or like the man, the teaching should be coming from you. The program is yours. But you don't have to force the program on her. That's what I'm saying. Don't force the program on her. Don't make her feel like she has to be about your program. Because like I said, we're gonna kick off a show. We're going to do a show tomorrow. And we're supposed to do it because we had a cable outage out here, so I couldn't do the show. So we're going to do that Saturday. It's going to be a good show. We have a good show for you. And we're kicking it, man. Y'all are great men. But this is not a show to try to change your mindset or force you to be something else. My job is to get you to wake up and see the world through your eyes, okay? Yeah, if she can't get with the program, you dismiss her. Sean, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'll get back to you. You're gone. I don't do that shit. I'm not a man. Come on, man. No. Stop, Sean. No, Sean. Sean, I appreciate that, but no. Fuck me. Protect yourself. Okay? Wait a second. Hey, J-Dog, listen. Hold on. I don't give a fuck if I die right now. Hold on. Jay, let me tell you something, bro. And I want to use him. This is the example I'm talking about right here. I'm sorry your parents fucked you up. I'm sorry your parents and your pastor have fucked your little head up. But why can't I can say whatever the fuck I want to say I am? Because unlike you, I don't have to believe the bullshit you believe. Believe it. I'm not challenging what you believe. But don't ever come on this channel trying to tell me what the fuck I should see myself as through your bitch eyes. Wait. Y'all see that shit? Let me get it straight. So I got to be seen through your bitch eyes? I got to do what you want me to do to satisfy you, motherfucker? Are you serious? See, gentlemen, stop following these motherfuckers that tell you this shit. You are allowed to say and feel whatever you want to feel, gentlemen, and never let a motherfucker like this shame you and make you feel that you got to say. See, this is the problem. Motherfuckers like this expect you to fall in fucking line like the rest of the goddamn sheep out there. You better be careful. The boogeyman gonna get you under the bed. Oh boy. Why? Hey, you better not say that because then the phone will ring and the motherfucker will be like, 7 days. And then the motherfucker will come through the TV screen and you're fucked. Come on, man. No, you're not a beast. You're a bitch. Why does a man have to be careful with his... What? Hey, what you're saying to me is be careful how I hunt. Oh, hey, don't put too much pressure on the animal. Oh, no, tap it. And if you tap it hard enough, it should fall over. See, fuck what you're saying. That's why you're the problem. And that's why you have no game. You have no right to tell any of these guys on this panel that they have to be careful with their words. They don't have to because they're not following your narrative. And guess what, Jay? They ain't following mine either. But I'm going to make sure they don't follow your shit. Because your shit has stipulations. Your shit was probably created by fucking man. You remember like when they said the predator, if it bleeds, you can kill it, type shit? So you're quoting probably shit from man. So why should I follow another fucking man when I'm my own man, sir? Fuck are you talking about, man? What a fucking shame. Be careful of your words, folks. Don't listen to that motherfucker. That's the same motherfucker that says, hey, don't go outside. It's cold out there. No, wait a second. It's snowing outside, so I don't want you to go out there because you might get cold. You got enough clothes on you right now? Hold on a second. Let me take some bubble wrap and put it around you so you don't get hurt. Hold on 1 second. You remember, you know what that motherfucker remind me of? He's the motherfucker. You remember in It? You remember the motherfucking movie It? You remember that little kid whose mommy was helicoptering him and making sure he couldn't go outside and he had to wear all that fucked up shit and he couldn't do nothing? This is what that motherfucker is. Don't go outside. No. It's dangerous out there. You don't want to go outside because you go outside, you might sweat. Hey, look, I don't need to know, motherfucker. I just need to know me. I don't need to know. But what is sad about you is that there was a time in your life where somebody told you and stuffed down your throat what you're trying to stuff down ours, and we will not allow it to do that.
Oh, my God, guys, it's raining outside. Wait a second. Oh, my God, you might melt. Wait a second. Here's an umbrella. Put on the umbrella and make sure you cover yourself up because I don't want you to get wet. Because if you get wet, something's going to happen to you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're hit by a leaf. Oh, my God, the leaf hurt you. Oh, my God, can I sign your cast? Oh, my God, I told you the leaf is going to hurt your back because I don't want you to be hurt. I mean, you got to protect you. Oh, my God, I love you so much. I don't want you to go out there. I want to protect you because I got to make sure I got to protect you. Because you know what? I mean, oh, my God, why would you talk to a woman? You stay in the basement with me. We can hang out and be the best of friends forever. I mean, why would you want to go out there? It's so dangerous out there. Don't do that. No. That's how you are. You're that motherfucker. You're that motherfucker going around saying all that stupid-ass shit and wondering why you ain't getting respected as a man. Fuck that shit, guys. Anyway, guys, look, this is the Man Mindset. But one thing I will say, one thing I can tell you a truth that is a 1,000,000% right is that I tell you to think about the graveyard. And always remember and better believe this. Everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. There is no time on us, gentlemen. There is no piece of paper that's attached to us saying when we can, okay? All right? There's no attachment to that. Listen, J-Dog, let me tell you, look. You can stay in here, and you can chill in here, and I have no problem with that, okay? Just don't come in my place and don't fucking disrespect me or my chat room dogs. I have no problem. Feel that shit if you want to feel. I don't give a fuck what you feel. I'm just saying respect the men in here and not try to threaten them on what you think they should follow through your cake-ass eyes. Do not do that. Because if I'm not doing it, I ain't going to let you do that shit. All right? Peach. All right, what you got, Peach? Let's see here. Should it be gentle? Well, no. Listen. No. Listen. See, here's the beautiful thing. Here's the thing, okay? All right. Here's the thing, okay? The thing is, oh, wait, hold on a second. Jay, listen. This ain't for you. But, Jay, listen. I want to say thank you. I hope that you were able to learn something. And I wish you the best in your endeavors. Take care of yourself, buddy. Goodbye. That's it. I let him out. Hey, God, here we go. All right. So, here we go. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. Okay. What's important here is that, see, let me tell you, watch this. Right, ready, Peach, follow me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. See that level that I'm saying right there? If I have to go above that, you're gone. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I'm not going to beg you, and I'm not going to try to prove or try to explain myself to you. Because everything I'm showing you is how to be on my team. And I'm not going to have you do anything crazy, but you get the benefits of me. You know, the sex-a-ween that no man that you've ever met has done before. The wine above your bed that no man that you ever met has done before. The one that can hit you from land, sea, and air that no man has ever done the way we do it and live like we do it. There are so many benefits. So all I'm asking you to do is play your role. Play your position. If you can't throw, see, here's the thing. Check it out, Peach. And this ain't, I'm going to teach Taylor. I got this. Watch this, Taylor. I'm going to break it down, Taylor. Watch this shit, baby girl. Check this out. Peach, if I know you can't throw the football, but you can catch, we're going to flip that position. I'm going to move you from quarterback to wide receiver because I know I can utilize you better on the outside than you taking snaps. So if I can find a good position for you, I'll get you on the team. But also, Peach, I don't need to yell at you because we'll go on our field trip. You can bring a backpack if you want to. Bring a notebook and a pad, and we're going to go in the grocery store,
and I'm going to give you a basket. I'm going to get a basket, and we're going to walk around that grocery store, okay? And I'm going to show you what I like. And you can just jot that stuff down to keep a memory of what I like. And if you don't know how to cook, we'll go grab some croissants. We'll grab some milk. We'll grab a little bit of orange for citrus. We'll grab a little bit of cinnamon. I will get an egg, and I will show you how to make French toast, a croissant French toast. Or we get some bread or whatever, but I will show you how to make a breakfast for me. I will show you how to make a dinner, and I'll show you how to make a lunch, and whatever you suit yourself best for, and you'll get the job. And once you have the job, you just can't slack. You got to give me your A game. Because as a man, I'm giving you my A game every day. So you got to push aside all that makeup, push aside all your insecurity and stuff, because I'm going to make you feel secure around me. You're going to be good to go. Okay? All right? Yeah, there you go. That's there you go. There you go, FPS. Absolutely. And Saints and FPS. Yeah, absolutely, gentlemen. That is fucking exactly what I'm saying. So listen. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. See that? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't need to yell at you. Because you know what? What's so great about me, baby girl? Look, I understand that you want a long-term relationship. And listen, I'm your best friend. I'm your team player. I mean, after we get done fucking and everything, guess what? We could be in the bed and your phone could ring. And he'd be like, man, baby, I know this great place. I want to take you out. And you know what? And I'm going to be like, and then after you set up for Chez Francois, that expensive restaurant, you can just go in your closet and give me a fashion show in your underwear or with your naked body. And we've got to make sure we find the right outfit for the you and that guy. Because I want everything to go right for you. Because I want you to have your, I'm going to be your dick in the bottle. I'm going to be right next to your dildo, your Willy Mammoth 300. Are you going to have me in the drawer or in the closet? So my job, you can't have me. You can lease me or rent me. But my job is to put you in the best position so you can find that guy that wants to marry you. That's my, I'm a team player. And look, and if you're in a relationship, you don't need marriage counseling. I got you. I'm going to make sure that you keep that relationship going. Because I never want you to think that you're going to leave him for me. No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that the two of you have your understanding. You know, and again, I know y'all are going to sound crazy, but there's sometimes you have to tell your girl to go fuck that guy. No, that's crazy, but hey, when I feel like he's about to leave you, oh, no, you better go fuck him. Mm-mm. No, don't tell him to fuck him. I don't want to. You better go fuck them. And they'll go fuck them for you. Because they want to keep you around. So I save marriages. I save relationships. But I'm just saying that if you want me around, because there's a lot of benefits to me, A, B, C, D, I don't have to yell. I have to scream. I'm going to let you know I'm a drama-free man. If you bring drama in my life, you're gone. If you raise your voice higher than this at me, you're gone. If you question what I'm doing, you're gone. If you ask me for money, you're gone. If you ask for money, you better have a plan of paying me back or you're gone. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all think I'm playing. This is not a dictatorship. It's just that I'm the prize. So I can set the rules. See, when you're the star athlete on the team, when it comes time for that renegotiating that contract, they're going to do everything they can to keep you. So why can't you be the star of your mind? Once you're the star, you get to call the shots. The problem is you let the women call the shots because you don't believe in yourself. Because you don't believe in yourself, you can't call the shots. Let me call my boy, no one better, make sure he's around so I can be. Hold on a second. Let me call my dog real quick. I'll make sure that motherfucker around and shit. So I will make sure so I can beat the brakes off that motherfucker. See if he up and shit. See, because we got to do a show tomorrow. Is this wrong? Come on. Try. Hold on. Hold on, bro. What we doing, man? I'm about to get your motherfucker ass on, set that room, and say, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to bust your ass. Yeah, take your time, dog. Do your man shit. See that shit? You hear what he say? Listen to that. Y'all heard my boy say, all right, do your thing, my brother. You see what he said? All right, peace. You see what he said? We going to get on the sticks, but he making some fair flute for his woman. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Do y'all just say, y'all heard what he said? We going to get on the sticks, but first I'm going to make this fair flute for my girl. For his wife, not his girl, his wife. So you know what? That's respect. See, guys, I keep telling y'all real quick, sex is not about a dinner. Sex is not about impressing her. Sex is about when she's not feeling good, when she's in a bad mood or she's having a bad day. That's when sex comes in at, because unlike anybody else, a real man can read between the lines. Yes, Buck, take care of the people that take care of you. If Panera Bread was open and my woman was sick, you don't think I'm going to go get her that chicken soup? Shit, yeah, I will. Because I know if I'm sick, it's, no, y'all understand, man, when you have a bunch of women and you ain't feeling good and shit, you know how many women want to be your nurse and stuff? Oh, let me take care of her. Let me come over and check on you. Oh, da, da, da. Nah, I want to come over there. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Okay? So what I'm saying to you guys out here, all my dogs out here, what's important is really just having a powwow with her. There is nothing wrong with letting her know that you love your life, you love your world. Hold on, this motherfucker sent me a message. Hold on. I know this motherfucker didn't. Hold on. Hold on a second. Shit. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is this one, man. I'm saying this to y'all guys. I'm a drama-free man. Anybody bring drama in my life, you're gone. Yell at me, you're gone. Disrespect me, you're gone. Ask me for money, you're gone. Ask me to drive you around somewhere, you're gone. Ask me to fix something in your house because you think I'm your maintenance man, you're gone. Ask me to put up your Christmas and Halloween lights and you haven't sucked my dick yet, you're gone. Ask me to come over to cry on my shoulder, you're gone. I'm not your friend. I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to love me. And I don't want you to be attracted to me, even though she will be those three things. But I'm not that guy. I am not your friend. I am not your friend. And I'm telling you right now, my biggest problem, my weakness is I get bored with women. And if I get bored with you, I'm moving on. If I feel that you're wasting my time, I'm moving on. If I feel that you're not worth my respect, I'm moving on. If I feel that you're not even worth my attention, I'm moving on. I ain't saying nothing about the dick. I said all these things first. You got to do a lot to keep me because I have too much to give you and too much to offer you. Because I will show you some shit you never even seen before. So I'm the star in this whole thing. You used to be the star. See, you were the star in your AAA farm system while you got all your fan club guys. I'm not telling you to lose those guys. See that? See? Y'all lie. See? The woman be like, wait, what are you talking about? Wait. You can keep those guys around because maybe we can find a relationship with one of those guys. But you'll never have me. You can never have me. You can only lease and rent me out. I will never be yours. So that means if we have a conversation and you ask me about a relationship, you're gone. Now, I will give you one. Yes, you're going to challenge me one day because you want to see if I'm a bitch or not. And I'll give you that, but that's a merciful king. But if you do it more than one time, you're gone. You get one. Let me see if this motherfucker's real. That's what I'm saying, guys. She gets one. Let me see if this motherfucker's real. I'm serious. I have met women and set up dates, and they say, well, I'm not sure. I don't ask twice, and I walk the fuck off. I do not ask twice. I bring too much to not the table, not the house, not the motherfucking neighborhood, not that city, not that motherfucking state, not that fucking world. I bring too much of her goddamn galaxy, dog. I don't know. No, no, no. We don't do that over here. We don't do that over here. Okay? Because you will be very well handled. You'll never have to worry about, look, your biggest problem will be with me is we're going to play a new game called you got to sneak in the house and take your clothes off because I better not catch you sneaking in the house and taking your clothes off. We're going to play a game called you better lock that door when you take a shower. You better lock that door when you take a bath because I'm going to jump in that bathtub with you. We're going to play a game that you can't even bend over without me rubbing on that ass. So we're going to play a game and I'm going to do all the things that that motherfucker won't do. I'm the gap fill. That's all I am. I'm here to fill in the gaps. Whatever he ain't doing, that's why they hired me to do it. That's how I am. I'm just, what they used to call it, cleanup man? Yeah. I'm not really cleaning up. I'm just maintaining what you have. Yeah, you know what I mean? So just remember that shit. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. We got another show. All right, we got another show. We're going to go ahead and knock this out, man. Happy Life says, Steve, I got a lot of time on my hands. I think I need a woman. I can't get with my program for feel straight to the point. I love women, but I get bored with time with. Yeah, well, I don't want anyone to waste your time, guys. I'm telling you. If I even get an idea you're wasting my time, but it's even hard to get rid of them, guys. We always talk about this. The hardest thing is to get rid of women, dog. It's not because we want to get rid of them. They just don't want to go. See, with you guys, if it don't work out, they're gone and they forget about you. They don't want to let this dick. It's not even this dick. It's this mindset. They don't want to let this man go. So they'll keep you around and shit. They'll go for a little while, but they always come back. Remember, Thanos cannot live with your failures. So what did that bring you back to? Me. You guys can be Thanos. And every piece of jewelry that you have, not on your arm, but on your in your mind, can give you great worth and value. 8 o'clock tomorrow. We're into today at 8 o'clock. Okay, we'll set the show up, guys. Make sure y'all get the likes up, subscribe. And hey, what is our count on likes so I can say thank you to you guys? I do want to say thank you. What is the count that we have so I can say thank you? What is the count that we have? What's our what is our subscriber count so I can say thank you? What's our subscriber count, guys? Give it to me real quick. 92. Okay, 92. So thank you to the 92 likes. This motherfucker said 92. Can you count, Sean? 136. Thank you. 136 likes. So when a woman is having a bad day and gets an argument with someone PMS or feels unvalued, etc., is a chance to make you that dude in her eyes. Well, here's the thing. Okay. Because I study women. I know when she's having a bad day, I'm going to take care of her. Thank you for the 150 when she has a bad day, okay? But see, we're not getting in an argument. We're not getting in an argument, okay? And the reason why we're not getting in an argument is because I'm not arguing my position with anybody. The argument usually comes in is, why can't I have you? Why don't you love me? And why are you getting rid of me type arguments? But I don't mind her getting out because she's going to get emotionally attached to you anyway because I'm that motherfucker. So what I'm saying is that what's important is that that her PMSing and all that other stuff is what her body goes through. And you just got to know how to handle that. That's all. Women are not hard and they're not difficult. They can be very easy when they know they're around somebody that upholds a standard that they must live by. And that's the beautiful thing about being a man. Oh, shit. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. That's what I'm trying to teach y'all, okay? Y'all are great men. I appreciate all you guys. And once you guys start, fuck, hold on. Shit, did I do it right? Shit. Hold on, fuck. Once you guys start believing yourself, it changes. Let me do this right. Okay, here we go. Okay, so guys, y'all be good. We got a show at 8 East. Y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, we have a great show tomorrow night. I hope y'all get there. We got a great show. Look forward to talking to you guys later, okay, guys? Hey, man, y'all are great men. You just got to see that you're great yourself. Peace.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show was over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Bust this nigga's ass this game. Fuck him up. Let's go. Oh my God. We're going to be left today, baby. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. We're about to win this bitch.
Show and slide. The kicker stands ready. And we are underway from FedEx Field. Fielded right around the eight. And good coverage there on special teams.
Done, son.
Shy of the 20.
Fuck is my fever.
You, but right there, it paid off.
Fuck.
Not gay. I'm really kidding. Like, I think you're not a bro. but I consider that I'm going to be evident that he's heterosexual, and I think that's going to be very unfortunate. But there's serious sources of information, but I'm kind of, I'm not leaning toward, he's not gay or he's heterosexual, I'm leaning toward, I'll wait on the evidence.
Can I give you a little history, though? I'm going to keep it real short. Okay. So he grew up in Alabama, right? And he grew up towards, I feel like towards in the civil rights movement, and he grew up with doing the Jim Crow laws. And so he had one son out of wedlock, and he's never been married. And then when he wanted to marry a woman, some of his parents weren't allowed a woman to marry him for whatever reason. He was celibate for a very, very long time when he became, when he converted to Christianity and stuff like that.
Man, that pressure was like that. Fuck.
Now, you said he was celibate. I find that celibacy is easier to practice when you're in old age. I don't think it was quite in old age during the time of the accused.
I'm gonna tell you this, I can't be celibate, man. I love U-S-S-Y. Yeah.
And another reason I ask about that is not definitely not playing devil's advocate. I think that's a strange term and a weird position, but what I am doing is engaging in critical thinking with you and trying to put this into the context of other pieces of history that I'm familiar with. Like if you look at other religious types like Marshall Applewhite, he was the leader of the Heaven's Gate cult, another religious group such as Justification was leading. And he engaged in celibacy, only for us to find out that before he engaged in celibacy, he was married and stayed for 16 years. And his marriage ended because he found out that he had a sexual relationship with one of his kids at his college. He was a professor at the time. But I have to say this. So he has a 16-year marriage, which would suggest that he's heterosexual, he's married to a woman. So that's like, oh, so he's working at the very high. It is almost that. He's coming to be weird, though. He actually gets attached to him, too. But that's a whole other thing. He has a relationship overall. I thought he was celibate. I found out a lot of these religious persons who have strange desires. Some of them join the priesthood, right? They become Catholic. They never marry. Really, we're just trying to suppress their homosexuality. So might that line up? Because I don't know any other dudes I consider normal to be trying to practice celibacy. So, like, make that work. So,
well, I kind of understand where you're coming from. Like, if he did become celibate, he's probably in his old age. Like, he doesn't want to strike me as a lady-type guy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going about what he told me on his program, that he practiced celibacy, and he always tried to tell other men and women not to have sex before a marriage, because it's like a Christian thing, you know, stuff like that. But so, going back to what I was giving you a little bit of history background, the man, he's a conservative. He's been a conservative since the 90s. He used to be a liberal Democrat, and then from the 40s, he used to be a liberal Democrat, but according to him, he feels like the liberal Democrats are trying to use black people to gain wealth and power. And,
fuck.
Right. And what, you know, he's very critical of the African American community, and he feels like black people can stop blaming white people for their problems and take responsibility. And those are things that I like because, you know, as black people, man, we got to stop blaming white people for our problems, and I think it's accountability as well. You know, there's been some historical events that have happened to us.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate that background you gave us on Jesse Lee Peterson, because you gave far more than I would have been able to give. I don't want your girl to get woke up. She probably won't by now. She was before. But we appreciate you joining in because we have to share that relevant information. So I want to thank you for that, Jesse.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Yep.
Okay, so we got some supporters in here. Obviously, some other folks who think he actually be up for the tables as well. Yeah, I think a little bit of determination and a dash. He didn't say to appreciate you, Alfonso. Yeah, you know, this is a double, because I want to say, we find this common in religion and in religious cults that they're often trying to tell you to suppress a natural aspect of your humanity rather than channeling your humanity in appropriate ways. So whereas a lot of folks are saying to suppress it, cut it off, be
Machine. I did not see this photo. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, Now Lauren Sutro.
There's either somebody Photoshop game is tremendous. Either somebody Photoshop game is tremendous. Or this is a weird photo. And when I say this is a weird photo, I'm not necessarily saying from Jesse Lee's perspective, because when you look at the photo, he's not necessarily doing anything strange. But the dude in the back, he looked like he didn't just guzzle and just been tasting the rainbow, shall we say, for a number of reasons. Number one, his eyes are closed. Yeah, I maybe love some of my partners I ain't seen in a while. Maybe they fresh off the bed. Maybe they just beat a cake and they stood tall. Yeah, I might have gave him a hug. But there's two things that we need to know. Number one, they didn't hug you from the back. That's weird. Number two, they damn sure didn't close their eyes when they hugged. That's strange. And number three, while they were closing their eyes, hugging from the back. I don't know if I have this little grin. I'm going to go ahead and say it looks a little weird. Have a good story.
To be too early in this game because the reward just wasn't big enough to go for it.
where if you were in a wheelchair, you'll probably be thinking, well, where would you get to walk? Where would you get to run? And I think that those things are things that are healthy and we are allowed to enjoy partaking. I think there's a thing that turns into a lane with the
a romantic relationship
with it. She's an honor. Shut it down. I think that's a good thing. To deny yourself with that, I think it's strange and doesn't usually root from a strong position. It roots from you to get a good one else. You get to find one. Which, in all likelihood, means you may not have to be willing to straight out to yourself to attract such a female. Are you waking up, number one? Did you lock them? Okay, I got it. You see people trying to promote their trash YouTube channels? That's crazy. Oh, really? Okay, nice. You see how we caught that? Thank you.
On the Yes,
indeed. And shout out to the people who actually have talent and they try to win off of talent. They'll try to come up off of me. I'm not here to bring anybody up unless you want to be fast.
The Commanders bring out the nickel package on third
down. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to try and do nothing. You caught up? All right.
One of the smartest white men on this side of heaven.
The two were so close that Jesse was a minister at his wedding and a pastor at his baptism long before any place any homosexual activities began.
Right around that time, I also had started a TV show. With a friend of mine.
I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, there's something interesting here in as much as one of the main detractors of the documentary is a fellow who clearly had a very deep relationship with this documentary indicates that he was the best man at the fellow's wedding, which again, the wedding was particularly this guy's heterosexual. And he also did business with the show, which doesn't necessarily mean that you're friends or he's on good terms. But, there's some history there, so at some level we have to give this guy here legitimate 25. However, we also should know that when people fall out, especially out of romantic relationships, they tend to be spiteful, women in particular, but this guy's not a woman. And theoretically, he wasn't supposed to be in a romantic relationship with Jesse, and if he was, it would only validate his point. So this could only be a business relationship gone sour.
It's a question of
if it hasn't gone sour enough that he could turn around and
say, you mean apples fruity, apples fat. He thinks a rainbow. Something on his schedule. You don't buy his shoe with evidence.
Okay, great. Okay, so the hot seat begins.
So you come out, you're not getting all the ones back up and drive. But get started on it. Start chopping into that
very
lane. And maybe those tire defense to help out as well.
Okay.
Incomplete pass.
Got
an second and 10 for the 20.
He got me to be involved in the show to help other people get off drugs and things like that. We started the show, and one of our first guests was Jesse and another gentleman from Bond. And had a couple shows like that. And from that time forward, right after the show happened, Jesse and I talked to the priest backstage. And right off the bat, he started asking me, so Jesse's very forward with his questions and things like that. So he actually asked me right after that show,
Rudy's characterization shows that Jesse allegedly used similar grooming tactics as other normal predators. Number one, I find it hilarious that they call my boy a normal predator. I've never heard of this term, normal predator.
Another try after the first down sack.
Preaching a doctrine against this, you don't want to be in this. So, that's a reasonable question. But so far, I don't think that major transgression to that your photo, but also trip on this. The speaker is not exactly
continue to go in that direction.
The God who's represented church militant.
Meanwhile,
may have an agenda here that he is now comparing Jesse to other homo predators in terms of, and he's now showing Father Dylan with this unrelated person who has, I trust his captain, who has also been engaging in homo predatory acts. So, Father Dylan has nothing to do with it, so I think it's a strange thing to bring up and being said, trying to link Jesse in his life with him, kind of a weird person. So that is a suspicious thing. But also, what is suspicious to grooming, I don't know that you can groom, as they call it, an adult male who's advanced in age to do something that he is not going to do, right? There's no amount of grooming that's going to make you take it up and do shit. That's not what you do, right? Especially from a little guy like Jesse Peterson. They're acting like Jesse Peterson is Devo, and like, you know, and they're in jail or something. He's like, look, hey, you gay? Baby boomers generation. I guess that makes sense.
Like Saginaw priest Father Robert DeLand, who asked similar.
Oh, so I think what he's trying to do right now is say that
closer,
the tactics that were utilized by Jesse Lee Peterson are the same as were utilized by other homo predators. Got it. Caller alert. Oh, yeah. Nabania, right. This man is guzzling skimmies.
Thomas has got it. Complete.
He's choking on him out here, apparently.
And he will be brought down here inside the 20. Good coverage as he's dropped at the 17. Jaguars come to the line to start their next drive. Well, there are two scores on the plus side. Still time here in this fourth quarter, but maybe you start thinking about playing keep away?
Yeah, I think here's the situation. You're not thinking touchdowns anymore. You're just thinking first downs to keep up with your theme there from keep away. First downs, they can't touch the ball. Oh, it's time to give more credit there to the defense. They played that very well because of the draft route. He ran a little shallower than normal as he worked straight across the field. He was hoping he'd get lost behind the defensive line. But once he made the catch, nowhere to turn upfield and gain any yardage.
On second down, above the ETS. And he's upended after a gain of four up to the 25-yard line.
Brandon, I've got to think this offensive line has got some smiles on its face. And I know it sounds crazy, but they practiced for this back in training camp. They knew they'd be in situations where it'd be extra defenders in the box coming after them, trying to keep them from locking down the game. Right now, they want to show the world they're up to the challenge.
And intercepted. They need a sign. Points they need. William Jackson with a pick. That is the play they needed in a two-score game here in the fourth quarter.
No doubt about it. They did what they had to do to give themselves a chance to get back into the game. They turned it over to the offense. They are now in charge.
Now they need to execute. So from the 39 now, they'll come up on a first and 10. A give up the middle to Gibson. And not a whole lot of room to operate there on the first down run. He gets maybe three.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly a win-win, but if you're on offense, you'll take that kind of a run, all right? It was kind of stacked up. Found a little bit of yardage, and frankly, they're pretty close to staying on schedule on offense. The playbook, it's still open for the coordinator.
From the 36, Wentz. Looking left side and completing it to Thomas. And he is out of bounds inside the 30. That catch puts it over 7 yards receiving now as he's got a first down.
I got to get into that one, partner. You and I talk often about trying to hide receivers in certain situations, but a guy of his size can't really hide it. With a tight end drag route, definitely an effective way to sneak him across the formation for easy completion and a first down.
On first and 10, here's Wentz. He's got it. Touchdown Commanders. Jahan Dotson, 27 yards. And the Commanders have made it a one-score game again. They're the fourth. And finally, they found a gap there on the post pattern. They was in the middle third of the field.
And that's really difficult to do because ordinarily the safeties are back there to prevent that happening. But they found the opening and exploited it.
Wentz going to look to throw. And he will get
Jesus, fuck.
And the lead is down to a field goal here. Joey Sly now to kick off after the touchdown. And that one will bounce out of the back of the end zone, so we will start here at the 25. Jaguars come to the line to start their next drive. I'm curious to see Charles about the play calling on this drive. Last time out the interception that led to a touchdown. Here we are. I mean, this is very close. One score game.
Defender,
high percentage of throwing with confidence. So if there's any hesitancy at all, it could end up in enemy's hands again.
So now they have to contend with second and 13 after the first down run goes backwards. Off the play fake, here's Lawrence. Forced out to his left.
And the pressure comes and he goes down.
Just inside the 10, back at the 9. Multiple defenders getting through there for a huge run.
Okay, I'm not sure you could actually draw a better pass rush than that one right there. Nowhere to go outside. He had to keep backing up and backing up and backing up. Eventually drop for a huge block.
Intercepted and be coming out of the feed, and he handles it incomplete. But it really
tossing upside down. That's the third time that they've tried to go for it on fourth down. They've only converted once, Charles.
And obviously not a good percentage. If you're going to go for it on fourth down, you think that you get the right play dialed up. You can't be stopped. Your momentum's going to keep going. But one for four, that tells you that you need to look at things in a different way.
And he can't get a throw off. He's taken down. What a huge play at this point in the game.
It's a little hard for me to compete because I'm watching sack after sack happen. But somehow, they're still behind in the game. I would expect all of this defensive pressure to translate to them taking the lead. Thus far, it hasn't happened. Time's winding down. They don't want to waste this type of performance from these eight pass rushers.
And look at this. They get the turnover they needed. It's intercepted. Picked by Kendall Fuller. My, how the tables have turned now. They were trying to start this one away, but that interception, potentially a game changer.
And I just got to think to myself, at this point in the game, I know you've been aggressive. I know that's your MO, and that's fine. And all those teams that talk about all gas, no brakes, you better have the emergency lever to pull occasionally. They could have used it right there and put themselves in a tough spot with that interception.
All the move to his left. And that is incomplete.
He did a fine job there of not hitting him before the ball arrived. And I've got to tell you, you can often mistime that play because of the angles of approach. When you're going to get him, sometimes you panic as well and think, I've got to be there right now. Instead, in this case, timed it perfectly and knocked it free.
So now second and 10 after the incompletion on first down. Now Wentz. Dancing to his left. And he can't get a throw away. He's taken down. Now the Commander's going to burn the second of their timeouts. As the clock will stop with 21 seconds to go in the football game.
And his kick is good.